The beat just represents downtown Champaign.
Okay.
Right? We want and need the community to understand that we've got an unbelievable, vibrant downtown. Mm-hmm. We want people to come back out, patronize the bars, the restaurants, and just be in the space. So we've created what we call the beat. Uh-huh. The beat is downtown. It's happening. It's where you should be. It's where we want the community to be. But we also have identified an area, Market Street. So we're going to block it off. We have a stage in the middle. Uh-huh. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have an area that's seating where there might be some games planned. Mm-hmm. Poor Brothers and Seven Saints restaurants anchor. So they're going to have bags out. And it's just uh-huh. going to be a fun environment, right? And you know how much I love live music. So yeah. we're going to really feature bands, you know, new artists, mm-hmm. local acts, regional acts, and we're going to do some national acts as Ooh. Well down on our stage. It'll start late night, okay. right? So when you think about, we have a very fantastic what we call Friday Night Live,
yes.
right? On three or four corners downtown Champaign, there's live music, there's mm-hmm. entertainment, people are walking, you know, hanging out, listening, patronizing, sitting outside restaurants, just imagining this summer, right?
Yeah.
It's the beat, it's the vibe, it's the community,
yeah.
right? Come on down, feel the beat.
I can feel it.
Yes.
I can feel it. Yeah, the rhythm, the flow.
Yes.
And it is fun. And I do think, and I don't know for sure, and maybe you can speak on it if you know, I feel like especially after COVID, sometimes it was hard to get people back outside and get the downtown life, I guess, back up to what it was in the past, where people can just kind of experience a sense of community.
There's no doubt that yeah. COVID and that period in our lives mm-hmm. and our communities, we're still feeling the ramifications of that, right? And people just, their habits changed, right?
Yeah.
And they stayed in and they stay in, right? Yeah. So that's part of the impetus for what we're doing, right, is we want the community to know that downtown is alive, like I said, vibrant. Mm-hmm. You know, the businesses really need it, right?
Yeah.
We're still in a recovery mode as a community. And so how we can, you know, come together, get folks back out is the feeling behind the beat. And so, yes, you're
yeah.
right. Like habits, process of how people, you know, socialize, interact, their social habits of dining out, right?
Yeah.
We have Uber Eats, right? And folks are having stuff delivered in, right? So all of that, again, is part of the driver behind the beat and getting people back out.
Yeah. When I bartended, there was an outdoor area. It no longer exists as an outdoor area, but I remember there were, like, the noise compliances. We had to stop early,
yeah.
and we could still do stuff inside, but it is kind of nice when there's something designated for people to be able to spend those summer nights outside
yes.
and
yes.
just feel the music and enjoy themselves and, yes, support all of the local businesses and the performers.
Yeah, and then part of our attraction to the Market Street area is, while there are some folks who live in the buildings downtown upstairs,
sure.
number of apartments, and part of that renovation through the years mm-hmm. is residential apartments upstairs. But for the most part, Market Street is not in line with the residential area.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps with the ideal space of why we've chosen Market Street for the entertainment district late night.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage the restaurants and bars to stay open later now, right? So if you come downtown Champaign about 8 o'clock during the week, it's pretty slow.
Sure.
And on the weekends, about 10:30, it's pretty slow. So mm-hmm. we have to change that dynamic and get people back out.
Yeah.
Transitioning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great mixture, Kim, of DJs, live music, different genres of music. We kicked off with Toast of Taylor Street. We had a hip-hop band.
Yes.
We had a blues band.
Yes.
We had a
happening.
Rock band. It was happening, right? We're also excited about just letting folks know what's going on in the bars
yeah.
and the restaurants. We've got some incentive grants to encourage our businesses to bring in entertainment, live music, mm-hmm. and so.
And it's the beatchampaign.com for people who want to see a lineup.
You know, I mentioned the website. You know, we also, you know, want just check out MTD buses that are moving around, right?
Yeah.
So thanks to MTD, we're going to be partnering with them for information scrolling on the buses, you
yes.
know, internal marketing in the buses,
cool.
you know, so it'll be really nice.
I'm excited for it. I love live music also, and I love the warm weather.
Yes.
So this is
yes.
a good combination.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
The Beat kicks off tonight, Friday, May 31st, following Friday Night Live, and will run every Friday through October. For more information, you can visit thebeatchampagne.com.